Chairman, I would like to thank the panelists for their most interesting, balanced and therefore helpful presentations. With respect to the topic discussed today, I would like to start by quoting from the first paragraph of Working Paper 9, the Progressive Approach paper. The international community shares the goal of a peaceful and secure world free of nuclear weapons. The reality is that there are no quick fixes if our goal is effective, verifiable and irreversible nuclear disarmament. Nor can the legitimate security concerns of states be brushed aside. Only by addressing both the security as well as the humanitarian dimensions of nuclear weapons can we take the incremental but necessary steps that will enhance security for all and provide the best chance of reaching a world without nuclear weapons. It is indeed my delegation's conviction that nuclear disarmament cannot proceed without taking security considerations into account. Unfortunately, we are even more confronted with this reality today than before due to the current global security environment. This has been clearly referred to by the German delegation. The fact that we, as other delegations present here today, are members of a military alliance is a reality that has to be taken into account in this respect. It has to be noted that the 2012 Deterrence and Defense Posture Review and the 2014 Wales Summit reconfirmed NATO's strong commitment to creating the conditions for a world without nuclear weapons, and despite current challenges in the Euro-Atlantic region, it committed to being part of the effort to overcome them. It restated its resolve to seek a safer world for all and to create the conditions for a world without nuclear weapons in accordance with the goals of the NPT in a way that promotes international stability and is based on the principle of undiminished security for all. But it was reconfirmed as well that as long as there are nuclear weapons in the world, it would remain a nuclear alliance. The fundamental purpose of alliance nuclear forces is deterrence. This is essentially a political function. The alliance nuclear forces are entirely defensive in nature, and their objective is to preserve peace and prevent coercion of any kind of war. For NATO, its nuclear deterrent continues to make an essential contribution to preserving peace, security and stability. Even though the circumstances in which any use of nuclear weapons might have to be contemplated are extremely remote, my country cannot at this point in time subscribe to the statement that nuclear weapons should never again be used under any circumstances, because this is inconsistent with the concept of deterrence and with NATO policy in general as it stands today, as are calls for an immediate ban on the possession or use of nuclear weapons. Being a member of a military alliance does, however, not mean we cannot contribute in making progress in the field of nuclear disarmament. This is indeed what Mr. Ingram rightly insisted on in his intervention today. Every country, nuclear and non-nuclear states alike, has a role to play in creating an environment conducive to nuclear disarmament. Belgium has actively participated in the elaboration of the new strategic concept of 2010 and the Deterrence and Defense Posture Review of 2012, which have contributed to reducing the role, numbers and readiness of nuclear weapons in NATO's defense posture, to confirming the de-targeting and the de-alerting status of nuclear components, and to promoting increased transparency and nuclear confidence building measures. Mr. Chairman, some delegations have referred this week to the success of the prohibition of chemical and biological weapons and have advocated taking these conventions as a model for a prohibition on nuclear weapons. These legal instruments, however, were established with the participation of key possessing states. They were made possible on the basis of careful consideration of both the humanitarian and strategic dimensions, taking full account of relevant tactical and political aspects. The NPT itself has only been negotiated once various strategic issues, such as the peaceful use of nuclear energy, had been dealt with to the satisfaction of key states involved. It is precisely because of the unique destructive capability of nuclear weapons that their elimination cannot be accomplished on a unilateral basis. You cannot either dictate their elimination through declaratory policies. While the progressive approach may sound less appealing than a nuclear weapons ban in our current setting, Reality dictates that nuclear disarmament can only be achieved through realistic and effective measures. While we need to relentlessly strive for progress on the road to global zero, we should not be sidetracked by the illusion of a quick fix, which does not take current realities into consideration. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.